This episode is part of an audiobook series featuring The Daily Stoic, Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, written in 2016 by Holiday and Hanselman. For more audiobooks, please visit my YouTube channel, find me on Spotify, or check out my website for downloads. As always, this audiobook was produced in-house and without artificial intelligence. September 5th. Focus on what is yours alone, with a quote from Epictetus in Enchiridion. Quote, remember, then, if you deem what is by nature slavish to be free, and what is not your own to be yours, you will be shackled and miserable, blaming both gods and other people. But if you deem as your own only what is yours, and what belongs to others as truly not yours, then no one will ever be able to coerce or to stop you. You will find no one to blame or accuse. You will do nothing against your will. You will have no enemy. No one will harm you, because no harm can affect you. End quote. After Captain James Stockdale was shot down over Vietnam, he endured 7.5 years in various prison camps. He was subjected to brutal torture, but always struggled to resist. Once, when his captors intended to force him to appear in a propaganda video, he purposely and severely injured himself to make that impossible. When Stockdale's plane was hit, he told himself that he was entering the world of Epictetus. He didn't mean that he was attending a philosophy seminar. He knew what he was to face when he crash-landed. He knew it wouldn't be easy to survive. Interviewed by Jim Collins for the business classic Good to Great, Stockdale explained there was one group that had the most trouble in the prison. It was the optimists, he said, the ones who would tell themselves, we're going to be out by Christmas. Christmas would come, and Christmas would go, and then they'd say, we're going to be out by Easter. Easter would come, and Easter would go, and then Thanksgiving, and then Christmas again, and they died of a broken heart. But Stockdale persevered and did make it out. He quenched his desires and focused exclusively on what he did control, himself. That's all for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and I hope that you continue to grow. Check out my YouTube channel for bonus content, and I'll see you tomorrow with more wisdom.